Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, Davenport here on blogtalkradio.com, simulcasting on APRI, Alternative Public Radio International. How are you all doing tonight? I hope fine. It is a rainy night in the Northwest, I'll tell you right now. It is pouring down here so bad I can barely hear what I'm doing on the radio here tonight. It has been really, really raining, and we do need the rain, I'll tell you. California could use some of this rain, I'm sure. But, and however, we have had the chemtrails overhead, I'll tell you. And I don't know how that's affected our weather. Nobody knows for sure, but I know that it's affected our weather in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Crazy weather all over the world, I'll tell you. When you study, when you look, when you kind of keep up with what's going on, you can tell in a way that something is happening, something is changing. We're all changing. I had one of my friends today ask if I could do a show on this dying culture. I'll tell you, this culture is dying. We're all dying by degrees. Every single second of the day, we are dying. I tell you, a little bit of us is dying every day, and that's a scary thing to some, and to others, it's a blessing. To me, well, I just don't really care either way. I've seen so much death in my day. Grew up in the dead body business, and been there, done that, and doesn't bother me a bit. I say that, some of you may say, well, now, you know, it really does bother you to think about death and dying. Well, yeah, it's the dying part that really bugs me, not the death itself. I've got somebody banging on my studio door here. I'm not going to answer it. I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of death in my day, folks. And maybe that's why I'm a talk show host. I've carried so many dead bodies in my arms. I have extracted so many dead bodies from really bad situations. I've worked on the homicide team, forensic science, been there, done that too, EMT, paramedic, been out in the field. As a very, very young man, I was out there dealing with death and dying, cutting bodies out of cars, motor vehicle accidents, crispy critters, burning bodies, and also burning bodies in my crematorium, embalming bodies at my funeral home, and picking up dead bodies, dropping them off here, there, and the other. So this is why I'm a talk show host, I guess. It's because I've got all of these experiences under my belt, and it comes in handy whenever you're talking about real life issues here on Real Life Radio. Issues that count with people who care, we always say. We're doing a little experimental work tonight on the station to see if we can bring in two different pathways of audio into this one station here. We're adding some new bells and whistles. We are a 24-hour station now. I think I've already said that. We are 7 days a week, although I'm not on 7 days a week. I'm on 3 to 4 nights a week, and we're looking for other hosts and directors and admins and co-hosts to kind of fill some of the gaps here. We're going to be playing a lot of really cool independent music throughout the spring and summer and the rest of the winter here. It is February the 12th, 2016, 7:05 p.m. here in the Northwest. A lot of great music lineup. We've got Ed Roman out there from Canada. We've got Billy Grima's music coming on from Canada. We are going to be reaching out to a lot of independent artists and talking to them about bringing their music and their talent to the station. It's going to be great. It's going to be unbelievable. Lots of talk radio, lots of roundtables. We do the roundtables where we have three or four different individuals on talking about a variety of subjects, ranging from quantum physics to community to human relations to astrophysics, cosmology, history, education, healthcare, you name it, we do it. I hear somebody talking to themselves here in the studio. That's a bad sign. When you start talking to yourself, I may need to retire a couple of people around here. They're telling me to be quiet before showtime, and they're talking to themselves during the show. Wow, how interesting is that? You know, funny, I was watching a video earlier on communism and socialism, and boy, how we have changed from the early 1800s. I mean, we have sure come a long way, baby, to get where we got to today, but, you know, we haven't really come a long way. We have evolved and we have devolved. We kind of went in both directions at the same time. I was looking at the McCarthy era when they were arresting people and jailing people and hanging people for communism and socialism. Now here we have a socialist Bernie Sanders standing on the stump teaching socialism, preaching socialism, talking about socialism. Communism really wasn't a bad deal. Socialism wasn't really a bad deal. You know, the Muslims and the Christians and all of the others were doing socialism long before the McCarthy era. For some of you who have studied that kind of thing, socialism goes back a long, long way, and it seems to be a pretty good idea to most folks who don't have very much. You'll find that socialist ideas tend to appeal to the poor more than they do the rich. Spread the wealth, public ownership of land, and free education, free health care, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it doesn't appeal to everyone, but it definitely appeals to the socialist, and it's amazing that today that we cannot, we cannot be rushed into jail for talking about socialism and communism or Marxism. We've come a long way in the fact that we do have some free speech from the feudal lord days. You know, it's kind of funny that people take this freedom for granted. They take this liberty for granted. And it's being taken away from us. It's being stripped away from us day by day, second by second. And most people are completely clueless to that fact. Most people are just happy living in their little comfort zone, doing what they do every single day, not really thinking about all of the complexities in this matrix that we live in today. But my friend that mentioned the dying culture, I think every culture has died at some point in time. We live, we die. Cultures, we kill cultures. Societies come and go. Kingdoms come and go. Monarchies come and go. Kings and queens and princes come and go. Everything has its time and its space and its place. And here we are today with all of these conspiracies. You know, the chemtrail is still kind of a conspiracy. HARP and DARPA, very mysterious things going on there. The vaccinations, are they poison? Are they not poison? Still kind of a conspiracy. Many would say, no, it's not. We have the facts. Well, I don't think anybody really has all of the facts. I think we all have opinions and we all have ideas. And thank goodness today we can express those opinions without being imprisoned or beat to death or have our entrails pulled out or be cut in half or sawed in half or have our heads pulled off. We can express those opinions today, so we might ought to be very happy about that. But as I said, our freedoms and liberties are being taken away from us on a daily basis, and damn, there are so many know-it-alls out there on Facebook. It's hard, really, to talk to anybody today that's not a know-it-all, including myself, probably. We all know so much. We have Google. We can just Google everything, and we're smart as a whip, you know. I had to take a little drink break there for my iced tea. But, yeah, everybody's so smart. But what does it mean to be smart? What does it mean to have intelligence? So what? You're going to do your thing. You're going to do your thing. You're going to go to work. You're going to make a living. You're going to have a family. You're going to have a life. So what? Look at all of these problems that are cropping up. Smart people are a dime a dozen, and we haven't solved our problems yet. They're growing by the second, as I said. So what does it mean to be smart? What does it mean to have intelligence? Where is common sense? Where is wisdom? Common sense, we're short on, very, very short on common sense. Speaking of common sense, what about Common Core? Terrible thing, this Common Core. Terrible thing, this cookie-cutter education that our kids are getting, having to go through metal detectors and being strip-searched and having the bomb squads come in and the dogs sniff around the school. It's like being in the penitentiary, going to school today, and this cookie-cutter education that we're providing our children. In this healthcare system, my God, wow, what are we going to do about this healthcare system? People say, oh, I want to go to Sweden, I want to go to Canada, I want to go to Switzerland, where healthcare is free for all, but look at the tax base. Look at who's going to pay for all of that. That's a big problem. And then we've got the elections coming up, and that's another big swindle. These so-called elections, who's running that? Then we have to worry about superdelegates. Who knows about superdelegates? Who knows about PAC money? It's all about the superdelegates. It's all about the superdelegates. Presidents are appointed and not elected. You found out real quick with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton that even if you win a primary, it doesn't mean you're going to win the seat, because presidents are appointed by the superdelegates. We're talking about a complete and total appointment there. We're not talking about a partial appointment. We're not talking about the superdelegates sending someone to be in the main campaign. Primaries are nothing. Primaries are nothing to write home to mom about. Presidents are appointed and not elected. I've been putting that on my Facebook page now for over a year. I've been concentrating on that, and people are still not getting it. People are still talking about the Republican Party did this and the Democratic Party is going to do that, and the liberals and the conservatives and the Tea Party and the Green Party and the Special Party and the Independent Party, and it's all the same party, folks. It's just different opinions and different ideas and different concepts. It's all the same party. It's all the same group of people running the system. Nothing is going to change until you, the individual, changes it. And socialism may be the best way to do that. We have the free rein now to be socialist. We have the free rein to go out there and make things happen. We have just enough freedom left to take this country back again. I don't see anybody rising up. What happened to all the advocates? What happened to all the patriots in Burns, Oregon? Out there in Harney County, what happened to all of the advocates? What happened to all of the patriots? What happened to all of the militia men and women? Where did they go? Where are they now? Are there 10,000 out there right now running the FBI off, running the FBI out of town? I don't think so. What happened to the sheriffs that were supposed to come in and back up the Constitution? I don't see them out there. Didn't see any of them out there. Maybe one, maybe two. And they were working for the feds. What about these foreign troops on the ground in Burns, Oregon? What about these French troops that were on the ground in Burns, Oregon? What about these special ops, black ops, hired mercenaries that were on the ground in Burns, Oregon that we kept hearing about? What about all of the crisis actors that we heard about in Burns, Oregon? You know, it's hard to believe anything anymore. I've heard some of the most ridiculous stories. I've heard some of the most absurd things coming out of people's mouth about Burns, Oregon. I've heard that the Bundys and the Hammonds were working with the FBI, working for the FBI. I've heard that the whole thing was a setup from the get-go, that everyone was a crisis actor. You know, it's crazy. It's insane. Anything's possible. I mean, yeah, anything is possible. I can hear you screaming out there right now. You know, I can hear you all screaming out there right now. Anything is possible. And to discount that would not be the right thing to do. What we have to do is we have to look very, very, very deep into these situations, into these events, and we have to make up our own minds at some point in time. We may never know the full truth as to what happened in Burns, Oregon. We may never know the truth about the Boston bombings. We may never know the truth about Timothy McVeigh. We may never know the truth about the JFK assassination. We may never know the truth about what happened in Waco with David Koresh. We may never know what really happened out there. We're just going to have to keep on keeping on. And I saw an interview the other day where a government, it wasn't a government. It was a news, very popular news personality. I can't remember who it was now, who had come out and said that all mainstream news was government sponsored, government run, and government scripted, and government controlled. Duh, in the first place, didn't we? But more people are coming out of the closet. I can see more whistleblowers coming to the surface and talking about all of these different issues that we're talking about here on alternative public radio. You know, I was thinking today, what is the difference, you know, in mainstream media and alternative news like we have here? Well, it's an interesting subject. For one thing, we don't have any money. And many, many small media outlets don't have any money. And they really don't get the big stories. They got a lot of local news going on, which is probably more real than any large mainstream media group. We don't have any money. We don't have, you know, we have producers at our disposal that come in as volunteers and work with us and beside us and help us bring the news as they find it. In many cases, they find it just like you all do, unless we're on the ground. Like Burns, Oregon, we had some folks on the ground that were talking to us and letting us know what was going on out there via Facebook. So they're all volunteer producers here at the station, all volunteer directors, all volunteer techs, and so forth and so on. People that do our graphics and do our promos, all volunteer. And as many of you know, Miss Marion Pound is our senior executive producer here at the station. And she does 95.5% of all of the inner office work and all the computer work. So we do a lot of intense labor here at the station, and we do it because we like it. It's our life. It's our mission. It's what we set out to do, and it's what we will continue to do, I think. There have been days when I felt like giving up. There have been days when I felt like quitting. But I think I'll be here for a while. I'm not going to promise you, but I think I'll be here for a while. I see my guy that was going to come on with me is posting on Facebook. He's not calling in. That's kind of odd. Ray, Vanda, if you're out there, give me a call and let's see if this system is working. But yeah, we do work very hard here, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio day and night for your listening pleasure. And we do have the 24-hour station up, so you can tune in and listen 24 hours a day. And we're going to have a phone app there pretty soon. I don't know when, but we will have a phone app up where you can grab it and put it on your phone and be able to listen to the station anywhere in the world, I guess. That's the way it works with the new technology. Speaking of technology, things are getting way, way out of hand, folks. Let me take a drink of my tea here. You'll never hear that on mainstream news, will you? Let me take a drink of my tea here. But things are getting so far out of hand that it's almost to the point of science fiction, beyond science fiction, way beyond science fiction, how we're being monitored, tracked, and traced, and profiled, and the supercomputer programs that the government has access to now, the computer programs that the local police departments have access to now. It's mind-boggling. It really is mind-boggling. And then you read about all of the government mind control, starting with MKUltra and Project Paperclip and all of these others, Project Bluebeam, and goes on and on and on. And then when you hear all of these stories from people a lot smarter than I am that say our technology is way, 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 way much more advanced than we will ever begin to realize or understand or comprehend, and that gets really, really scary, because we can already see how advanced we are. We can already see that we are very, very advanced in our technology. And what if we're really 100 years ahead of that, or 200 or 300 years ahead of that? Well, that's kind of hard to fathom, hard to comprehend. And then to top it all off, we see now that we may be a computer program. We may be just a quantum computer, just a simulation. We may not be physical, whatever physical is at all. We may not be conscious at all as we think we are. So it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And there again, we may never know the truth, if there is a truth. What is truth, we must ask. The philosophers have been asking this question for a long, long time. What is truth? You have your truth, and I have my truth. Is there an ultimate truth? I think the only truth would be in physics. I think the only truth would be in physics. The ball goes up, the ball comes down, water runs downhill. In most cases, we're hot, we're cold, we're up, we're down, we're over, we're under, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The senses, the hearing, the sight, the smell, the taste, the touch, I think those are ultimate truths, at least in this dimension. See, now we have to consider other worlds. Now we have to consider hyper universes, bubble universes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on and on and on. So we're not even sure about that. What are we sure about? Nothing. We're really not sure about anything. Things are thoughts. Thoughts are things. So you have to understand, you have to realize that you create your own reality. Create your own reality. And your reality is based on your conscious ability, capacity to learn, to comprehend, and to decipher information, to take in information, process information, and deliver or transmit information back out into the atmosphere. So it's all based on your experience, your very limited, limited experience in most cases. So you have to stop and think about all of these things. Ray says it keeps saying I need a subscription to log in. So producers, why don't you handle that and just give him a Skype number and let him call, and you can take my computer and you can let Ray in or whatever you want to do. Anyway, trying to get this door open. It's been pouring down rain. I've got people out here that I really don't want to see tonight or bother with. But anyway, I had to open the door to smoke because I don't smoke inside. And it makes the studio real nasty, and plus it's not good for the computers to smoke inside. So, and it has stopped raining, believe it or not. It has kind of cleared off here for the moment. I can see all of the big thunder heads off to the west, out toward the ocean. We are in a secluded location here in the Northwest. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Northwest, and the bugs are trying to get in. It's spring is definitely here because the moths are coming in like mad. They do that in the spring. We've already let a couple of those gigantic, gigantic moths in. I'll tell you, man. Man, that's something else. You can eat those things. They're good protein, by the way. So Ray Vanda is supposed to be calling in here in a minute, and we're going to do this little test to see if we can run this audio through these boards and make it work. I hope some of you have been listening to Ed Roman in the station. I hope some of you have been listening to Billy Grimer. We've got his music out there. We've got Ed Roman from Canada's music out there, and we're going to be getting some of the music of the talent that we had on from Nashville back on the station here in the next couple of days. It takes time to do all of this. We are short on personnel. You know how it is when you call for volunteers, everybody runs and hides under the bed nowadays. Wasn't like this forever. Back in the 70s and 80s, we had plenty of volunteers. But now, no way. It's hard to find volunteers to do anything. Everybody wants to get paid. Everybody wants that almighty dollar. And definitely don't live in a village anymore, I'll tell you that. We are definitely divided. We have many walls between us, and we are getting more divided every single day, contrary to popular belief and what some people say. We are definitely getting more divided every single day. And I believe that that's by design myself. I definitely believe that's all by design. It's not something that's just happening. It's something that is being constructed out there in the ether. Is it government? Is it the big corporation? Is it the banksters? Is it the Rothschilds? Is it the Council on Foreign Relations? Is it the Trilateral Commission? Is it the Vatican? Yeah, probably all of the above are constructing our reality for us through the mainstream media. And many of you listen to and worship the mainstream media, and you need to get away from the mainstream media because it's all scripted. And it's all under the control of our government and our corporations. Hear about freedom of the press, freedom of the press. You're going to hear about alternative public radio, and you can't even trust us. You really cannot trust anybody but yourself. You're the only person that you can trust. And then you can't really even trust your own senses in today's world. So that's the problem. Is that by design? I'm sure it is by design. I know that if I was a part of the New World Order, I would definitely be a part of designing your reality for you, where you would be a serf, you would be a commoner, you would be a slave in my system. Control you completely. You know, they say, Bill Gates and his group say that we are way overpopulated. They want to bring the population down to around 500 million. Wow, what a concept. I've actually heard Bill Gates talking about that in some of the videos that I've watched. It's kind of hard to believe that they would want to exterminate the population down to 500 million. Some people say we're overpopulated. Some people say we're not overpopulated. I believe that we are not taking care of those that are here. Overpopulated or not, we have the resources, we have the talent, we have the skill, we have the experience, we have the technology to be able to take care of those that we have present with us now all over the world. As I was telling someone just the other day, we waste enough food here in the United States every day to feed the whole world. And that's a fact. We pour it out, we throw it away, we burn it, whatever. We have plenty of resources, folks. We have plenty of resources. We have all the talent necessary to feed people. We have all the talent necessary to take care of this world. So we don't need to worry about technology. We don't need to worry about skill. We don't need to worry about anything. We have it all. Now we're talking about forced vaccinations and started in California. I don't know exactly where it started. Let me read this. Don't know if my Skype is working. Listening to the show. Okay, cool. No problem. No problemo. But, you know, forced vaccinations, crazy, crazy thing, you know. And here's another conspiracy theory. Here's another conspiracy theory, but I'm a tinfoil hat wearer myself, so you have to stop and think, is this real? Are they really poisoning our children? Are they really attempting to kill our children? Would they honestly and truly make a decision to exterminate a major portion of the population with vaccines? Of course, that would be the silent killer. That would be a good way to do it, through vaccines, through chemtrails, through nanotechnology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What a wonderful way to put people to sleep. What a wonderful way to dumb down the population. What a wonderful way to exterminate people. What a wonderful way to make Big Pharma more money. The more sick you are, the more Big Pharma needs you. The more Big Pharma creates more drugs to take care of you and to dumb you down and drug you up. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Show me the money. Somebody was telling me yesterday that they were a big sponsor of cancer treatments. And I thought to myself, cancer's been cured for, 100 zillion years. I mean, what are we doing here? Big Pharma's making all of this money, billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars on cancer. We are not a society that believes in preventative measures. We are not a society that believes in preventative medicine. I've talked about this since the early 70s. We have been moving toward a sick kind of nation forever. There's never been a time when we were really concerned about the patient getting better, getting fully recuperated from whatever ails them. And this is something that we all need to talk about and think about, and we need to get involved in our local communities. We need to get involved in our local boards of directors at the municipal level, at the county level, at the city level. Most of you do not do that. Most of you do not realize that you can get involved in your local community. You can get involved in your local county and city government. There is a place for you on the boards out there in your community. They're called consumer positions. Just call and ask about consumer positions, consumer advocates. You can be a consumer advocate and you can have your voice heard by all of those others in the community who make those big decisions. And you can get involved in the organizations that are present in your community and you can help to make changes. That's really all you can do. These petitions don't do any good. Those are just spyware. petition.org and all those, change.org, whatever they are. They're all spyware, just spyware. That's all they are. They want to know what you think. They want to know what you believe in. They want to know what you vote for. They want to know your background. They want to know who you are. They want to know who your friends are. Who do you associate with? It's all about spyware. It's all about show me the money. And most of you are still dumb enough to believe that our government is here to help us. And I can damn well assure you that they are not here to help us. They've all been bought and sold. They've all been bought and sold and paid for by Big Pharma and by the big corporations and the banksters and the Vatican and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberger and the Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission, the Vatican, on and on and on, the super rich, the Rothschilds, the DuPonts, and the list goes on. Does it sound depressing? Yes, it does. It sounds very, very, very depressing, and it is very depressing. And most of you have given up. Most of you have quit. Most of you have laid down. Most of you have went to sleep. Most of you are dumb as a box of rocks. And there again, that's probably by design. If I was a part of the New World Order, I would want exactly that. I would want a bunch of dumb, sheeple, clueless, airheads, lame brains that would do anything I told them to do when I told them to do it and exactly the way I told them to do it. So that's exactly what I would want if I was a part of the New World Order. And they have definitely got their way, and they are winning the game. Things are not getting any better. Things are not getting any better, contrary to popular belief. Many of you think that we're going to win this thing. Many of you think that the socialists are going to rise up. Many of you, and they are rising up in many countries, but not here. As I go back to Burns, Oregon, look what happened in Burns. Where is everybody? Where was everybody? They weren't there. You know, they can drive down the road with a flag sticking out of their pickup truck, but what else needs to be done? We needed 10,000 people in Burns, Oregon. We needed 25,000 people in Burns, Oregon, and we didn't have anybody in Burns, Oregon. You know, it was a monkey show. It was a monkey show. It was the silliest thing that I can possibly imagine. Was it a false flag? I don't know. Then you heard about the closed casket for LaVoy. Nobody getting to see the body. Then you hear about all the crisis actors that were there, and you see their pictures side by side and parallel. And you wonder, why were there crisis actors there? Why would there be crisis actors in Burns, Oregon, and why would they let them in so close, and why would the FBI be involved with crisis actors? So, you know, we have to wonder. This is the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the Matrix. I know some of you just can't understand that. Some of you just can't figure what is this matrix that we're in. I don't know, to tell you the truth. I do not know what this matrix is, but whatever it is, it's astounding. It's mysterious. It's complex. It's difficult. It's dangerous. It's violent. And it is ever present with us right now as I speak on the air tonight. It is definitely here. Facebook has become a prison for people. Facebook has become a prison for most of you. It has imprisoned you in this dark matrix, this dark digital void we call Facebook. Many of you gamers out there spend 12, 14 hours a day playing games. I know some of you. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. You're just breathing air. You're just breathing air, precious air that someone else could be breathing. Why don't you get involved? Why don't you get involved? People have given up. And that's a sad thing. People feel disempowered. People feel completely disempowered. They feel like the game is over. And the sad thing is, most people don't even know the game is being played. They have no idea that the game is even being played in the first place. They think everything is just A-OK. Everything is business as usual. And that is not the case. That's exactly what the globalists want you to think. That's exactly what the globalists want you to believe. You are carrying out their message for them. You are doing their bidding for them. You are a slave of the New World Order. Look at you. You work, you give all of your money back to the government. Taxation. You have a driver's license. You have a social security card. You have a birth certificate. You're contracted with the Crown. You're contracted with D.C., District of Columbia. You're contracted with the government, with the New World Order. How could you live without all of these things? We talked about this the other night on the show. How could you live without all of these things? You couldn't, because you don't know how. You do not know how to live without a birth certificate, a driver's license, insurance for your car, tags, registration for your vehicle, an ID of some kind. You know, we're going, speaking of IDs, the Department of Motor Vehicles is now making you register for a real or not real ID card. One has a raised stamp on it, one does not have a raised stamp on it, and this is going to be implemented by 2020. We really don't know what this is going to mean yet. It came out of left field. It's already happening, though. We've already got eyewitnesses on the ground that this has happened too. When you go to your local DMV to do business. So I want you all to get ready for that. You know, 100% of my predictions have come true. So you might want to take a real good look at this one coming out of the Department of Motor Vehicles and see if it comes true with this new ID, this new real ID. We're going to see where that leads. I know it's going to lead to new statutes, new ordinances, new laws, new contracts. It's going to lead you into a state of deeper submission from where you are now. It's going to put you in a very dangerous position if you accept the real ID from the Motor Vehicle Division. We thought it was going to come from somewhere else. Maybe everything is coming from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Maybe that's what's going to throw us off. Maybe that's going to be what comes out of left field and hits us right in the head. Maybe it wasn't the RFID chip coming from state patrols and police and military. And maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it was something different, like kind of Obama hit us out of left field. So maybe it's going to be another one of those Obama hits coming out of left field, coming out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, bang. He's appointed to the highest office in the land. So beware of your Department of Motor Vehicles, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, presidents are not elected. They are appointed. 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 Presidents are appointed. They are not elected. Let's get that straight, and let's keep it straight. That way you all might start having a different conversation. I'm looking for all of you to start having a different conversation besides the elections and the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. I'm getting tired. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing you discuss this as if it was real. It's a game. It's a game. It's entertainment for the foolish masses. Completely entertainment for the foolish masses. As is most of the post on Facebook. Yes, I'm on Facebook a lot. And when I'm not, my interns are on there for me. But I have to be on Facebook in order to keep up with the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the perverted. I have to know what's going on around the world, good, bad, or indifferent, because I am a talk show host. And I want to stay in the loop, in the matrix. Okay? I want to know what is going on at all times. I want to study as much as I can and research as much as I can. I want to ferret out these sources to find out if these sources are sources I can trust. And that's taken years behind this desk in order to do that. And I'm still having trouble. Every single day I have trouble with sources and getting information that's real. I work by phone. I work by PM. I work by Skype. I work on the air. I work by fax. I work by phone. But we get as many facts as we can, and we bring them to you as we can. That's what this is all about. It's a tiresome business. It's a very, very tiresome business to be on this end of the microphone, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you wouldn't have a clue as to how difficult it is to put yourself in the position that I'm in, and to be here and to bring you the information that we bring you. You have to develop trust. There's a great trust that has to be developed between myself and my audience. They have to know who I am. They have to know where I come from, and they have to know my experience level, and they have to know of my dedication to this mission, and they have to know how I gather my information, and they have to know how I assimilate that information into something user-friendly. I think I'm fairly top gun compared to most that are out there just posting everything that pops up. I do that every once in a while, by the way. I've been doing a lot of humor lately because I needed a little humor. Definitely have been posting some humor, and I think I'm going to continue to do that because it makes me feel good to take a little break from this complex matrix that we live in. It can become very depressing thinking about all the bad things in the world all the time. So, you know, it's kind of good to take a break every once in a while and post some humor. I had my producers rolling in the floor today with some of the humor I'd put on my page. We're going to be putting a whole lot more of that on there because I love to see those smiles. I love to see them laugh. I love to see them happy for a change. Because we dig into so much, we see so much death and so much destruction here in the studio, in the newsroom. And most of you don't. 95.5% of you don't. You're just having fun. You're playing games. You're posting funny posts. And I don't know what the hell you're doing out there. I don't know why the hell you're doing it. I don't even know if you know why the hell you're doing it. But it's not helping anybody. People say, well, are you helping anybody? Yeah, we are. We work with the mentally ill. We work with the disabled. We work with senior citizens who are abused and neglected. We have our special teams and special missions. We work with the disaster teams. Yes, we do. We are on the front line. We are on the front line. This is where the rubber meets the road, right here. This station. Alternative Public Radio International. And blogtalkradio.com. This is where the rubber meets the road with alternative public radio. You can bet your ass on that. And we will continue to be here. We're growing now enough to where, you know, four or five people could get pissed off at me and I don't really give a shit because we've got enough people listening. We've got enough people out there who understand me and who understand us and who understand what we're doing and how we're doing it, and why we're doing it, and why we stay here as long as we stay and do the work that we do, where I can afford to lose a few clueless people who just don't get it. You know, it's been long in the waiting to get to this point where I could feel that way, where I could think that way. when you've only got 25 people in your audience, it's really you got to really do some ass kissing, and that's a terrible thing to say, but it's true. It's just like a musician or a writer or anything else. You can't piss your audience off and expect to sell books. And if you're a radio talk show host, well, you can't really expect to be an asshole and glean a big audience at first. And I've been an asshole since the beginning, so the people that I still have hanging on are going to be hanging on. They're not leaving me because they know who I am, and they know that I have PTSD from hell, and they know how I got it, why I got it, and where I got it from, and they're going to hang on with me. They're going to be here, and they're going to listen to every word that comes out of my mouth because they know it's from the gut. They know it's from the heart. They know it's real. They know it wasn't just made up. They know I'm not reading a script that someone else handed me from the back room. And that's all very important. That's the difference right there in mainstream media and alternative media. Is I don't have someone handing me a script. I don't have someone telling me, ordering me what to say. I went through that a long time ago when I was with the World News. I went through all of that. And believe me, it's not a good place to be, except to get the experience that I did get by being in that position. That's the only thing that I took from that was I don't want to ever be there again, having some boss telling me how to twist the story, how to write the story, how to produce or direct the story. And yes, I was there. I was there, and I was hard to deal with. I didn't listen to my superiors, and some of them were very popular people that if I named, you would know them very, very well. But I'm not even going to name them tonight. I have before. But I bucked authority, and I didn't like to be told what to do. I didn't like to be told how to run my news story. So that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm doing alternative radios, because I can do it the way I think it needs to be done, and I can do it the way that it best suits my fans and the people that support this radio station. And getting back to conspiracies, you know, most of these conspiracies have turned into reality. And I've got a feeling most every conspiracy that you can imagine is going to turn into reality at some point in time in the near future. If you can imagine it, it's going to happen. If you can just imagine it from a certain point, from a central point, from a central idea that you already have in your mind, in your imagination. If you can imagine that, and that's attached to something real that's already happening today, then you can just expand that exponentially and say, yes, it's going to happen. If it can happen, it will happen. You know, people call me crazy when I talked about chemtrails. Only a few years ago, people called me crazy when I talked about forced vaccinations coming. They call me nuts. Well, they're here. People call me crazy when I talked about adults being forced to take vaccinations, or people being fired for not taking a vaccination, or people being grounded, not being able to fly without a vaccination. And here it is today, happening just like I said it would happen. People call me crazy talking about HARP and DARPA, about weather modification. People thought I was crazy. Here it is. It's a reality. People thought I was crazy talking about some of the weapons the police departments have now to be able to stop your heart, to be able to throw you into ventricular fibrillation or a systole or back into supraventricular tachycardia or to make you sick at your stomach. It's here. It's happening. It's a reality. They can do this from a satellite now. They don't need to put it on a truck. They can do it from space. They can read the pin on your shirt from space. Got some of the most advanced technology that the mind can possibly conceive or imagine. It's bizarre. It's weird. Strange and scary. to a neighborhood near you. I promise. Boy, do we have some stars in the sky tonight, let me tell you. All of a sudden, here in the great Northwest, it has cleared off over this Pacific Ocean, and it is beautiful. The stars are shining. Are those really stars? We don't know. We've never been there, have we? What makes a star shine? We do not know, do we? We have no idea what makes all of these things happen. We just think we do. Do we live on a flat earth or is it round? Can you prove it? Here we go. I don't want to start getting the bad emails. This crazy flat earth society. Mercy, mercy, mercy. I don't believe in a flat earth. I believe in a round earth. Or kind of round earth. Kind of bulged out at the equator, if you will. How bad is it going to get? What's the latest fad on Facebook? It was UFOs for a while, then it was GMOs, and then it was the Muslim takeover, and now what's it going to be next? It was Burns, Oregon. Where are we headed from here, y'all? Where are we headed from here? What's the next fad? What's the next idea? What's the next big disaster? Can you tell me? We're going to go to some music, ladies and gentlemen. Take a little smoke break here, and I'll be back. This is Kyler Davenport on Alternative Public Radio International, streaming live, simulcasting with blogtalkradio.com, and here we go to some music. Ladies and gentlemen, Davenport back with you. That was Mr. Ed Roman out of Canada, a good friend of mine, a star there in Canada. We have done our test tonight. We are off the air. We are headed out of here. It is beautiful here in the Northwest, as I said. We want to thank you all for listening tonight. This was a little test that we did for the audio, and we're not sure yet how it came out. I'll let you all know on the next show. Tomorrow night, and we thank you for tuning in whenever I come on. Who knows, now that we have this 24-hour station, I may just come on anytime. So thank you for tuning in, and you all take care, and we will be back with you very soon. This is Davenport, and I'm out of here. Bye-bye.